Well, we really do have a icon, not just a cult icon of martial arts and Hollywood films and top-rated TV shows, also an author, political activist, a real conservative. And I tell you, he's been getting even more hardcore against the things that threaten the Constitutional Republic. He's with us for only 20 minutes. First time I ever talked to him was just during the break. I was flattered to hear that he's heard the radio show and tuned in. And we have Chuck Norris with us for 20 minutes. The new book is out, and I have read much of it. I just got it a few days ago, Black Belt Patriotism, How to Reawaken America, martial arts master, actor, and political activist. We're also live at PrisonPlanet.tv, streaming from the studio. There is the book for folks watching. I don't want to waste any time with any more introduction. He is one of the few people that doesn't need one, kind of like Jesse Ventura, the governor, on with us last hour, coming down to an event I'm putting on Willie Nelson coming up later this month on the 26th. Chuck Norris, it is great to have you, sir.
Oh, thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
So much has happened. So much has been unfolding lately. I wanted to get your take first on the bailout that's going on right now.
You know, I don't know if it's going to relieve the pressure on our citizens and our Americans. I'm all for it. You know, it's so complicated, Alex, you know, and unless you really delve into that to find out exactly what it's going to do, it's a very difficult situation to determine. And I just hope if they do pass the bill that it's not in vain. You know, that we're just not going to waste another $1 trillion for unnecessarily. It's just I tell you, that's why I wrote this book. I really did a lot of research because I am so worried, like so many people in America are, about the future, about the direction our country's heading economically and our national debt and illegal immigration and all these issues we're facing. And, you know, and research and doing all the research on this book here, and finding out that the founding fathers had a vision for America, and it was not corrupted by greed and power. And the politicians are so disconnected from the will of the people, you know. We've got to do something about it, Alex. That's why in this book here, I just give 8 major problems America's facing. And I give my own common sense solutions to solving these problems. You know, the first chapter deals with I believe we've forgotten our roots and have drifted from the principles and belief that our country is founded upon. You know, and then the second chapter is about our national debt, you know, and then the third one's about our nation's borders and the illegal immigration and going all the way down to them. I think we lost our moral compass in America. The devaluation of human life, failing of our children. And I talk about our health problems also. You know, I think we have a huge, serious health problem here in America.
You talk about the trans fats and other chemicals in the food. I mean, even if you try to be healthy and eat that stuff, you're going to get sick because it's deadly.
Yeah, it is. It is. But the thing is, you just got to be more cautious of what it is and knowing the right times to eat and the amounts that you eat. You know, we're the most over-eaten country in the world, you know, because I've been over to Europe, you know, and people are very cautious about how they do eat.
Yeah, giant portions. I mean, they have big gulp drinks at 7-Eleven the size of small trash cans now.
Yeah. I know. You know, and this thing, we need to put the pressure on our fast food chains to, you know, start improving on the quality of the foods, you know, don't make them so fat related, you know,
Did you like the movie, the film, Fast Food Nation? I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, the thing is, Alex, we have such a bloated federal bureaucracy. You know, in government, you know, I'll give you an example. How many pages do you think there are in the IRS tax code?
I know it's in the tens of thousands, and then they have all 60, these.
Yeah, exactly, 66,498 pages, Alex. You know, and the thing is, who in the world knows what's in those 66,000 pages? Charlie, you know, Rangel, he doesn't know, and he writes the tax code.
Well, that's what George Orwell said, that in a tyranny, the government writes laws that makes everybody criminal.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and a good example of that is in 2005, when researching this book, I found out in 2005, over 6,000 taxpayers making over $250,000 a year paid absolutely no taxes. You know, so we have a broken system here in the country. In fact, you know, it was unconstitutional until 1913 to even tax our people.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So now the Democrats have control of Congress, and they've run us deeper into the ground. I don't know who to trust. I don't trust any of them. Ron Paul's the only guy I trust. And like you heard, Alex, you know, I if I had one wish... You know, to give me one wish, I'd like to line up all the members of Congress and have Ron Paul walk with me down the line and say, okay, which one's corrupted? Which one's corrupted? And the ones he says points to is corrupted, I'm going to choke them unconscious and stick them into a pile. You know, kind of a off-center joke for me. But
Well, I saw that in the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and he said I'd keep sticking them in a pile, piling them up to the martial arts star, who at 68 looks as young and buff as in his Walker, Texas Ranger glory days. The ones that are honest, they stay. You know, and that's my next point. And you get into some of this in the book, but you say that you're aware of some of the things I cover and what Ron Paul gets into. Chuck, a lot of conservatives listen to you. They aren't aware like you are or like I am that the party has been taken over by these multinational corporations, by the foreign lobbyists, by the special interest. You know, I was asking you about the globalists, the New World Order, the North American Union, the Army Times. I know you're a big supporter of the military, but if we support the military, we've got to keep them, you know, doing jobs that are constitutional. They're announcing NORTHCOM is now going to have active duty brigades in the U.S. to, quote, deal with civil unrest. That violates posse comitatus. And I know you're a big friend of law enforcement, but the police I talk to, they're getting upset about the spying on citizens, you know, the excuse and the threat of terrorism being used as a pretext to really have the government circle the wagons against the people so that we can't remove them from office. I mean, can you speak to that?
Well, you know, the thing is, we can't. You know, the thing, You know, it's such a complicated mess, but I agree with you, Alex. You cannot start spying on the citizens of America. I mean, we're getting them spying on with the internet. You know, I mean, I can't even blow my nose without somebody knowing it on the internet, and it's crazy. And you know, we're all an open book today with the wild frontier of the internet. But the thing is, we cannot have law enforcement going in and breaking down doors with just the suspicions. But the thing is, but
well, that's the problem. That's the problem is that they're given these unfunded federal mandates. They're not allowed to do their constitutional jobs, like control the borders. And we have 800 plus sanctuary cities that are bankrupting the city, mm-hmm. county, state governments. Everything's starting, and then the police go out and squeeze with asset forfeiture, seizure, and things that violate due process, and the most police I talk to personally, they don't like what's happening, but they're basically being given these orders. Are we coming to the time when we need more and more police organizations to say no to unconstitutional actions like, are you aware, because it hadn't gotten a lot of attention, not just gun confiscation in New Orleans, the governor, who needs to be impeached in Illinois a month ago, I can play the clip if you want to hear it, said that they want to use the National Guard for gun sweeps and gun confiscation in the entire state of Illinois.
Oh boy, oh, that's not good.
Where do you stand on gun confiscation?
Well, you know, I have a ranch, you know, and I believe in bearing arms. I really do, Alex. I believe the Americans have the right to bear arms, and you know, and the thing is, I wouldn't want anyone taking my guns away from me on my ranch here. But the thing is, it has to be responsible. You know, I mean, responsibility. But the thing is with the Constitution, the Constitution is being played from both ends. You know, it's a living document today. You know, it's not a solid document that it should be. And Patrick Henry said it diligently. I mean, he said the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives. I really believe the government is dominating our lives, Alex. I believe that they are dictating everything that they feel we should do, rather than us dictating to the government what should be in our best interest. And
absolutely,
it's irritating me.
Well, you cover a lot of that in Black Belt Patriotism, mm-hmm. How to Reawaken America, Chuck mm-hmm. Norris.
I went to the House. I was in D.C. a few months ago, my wife and I, and we walked into the House chamber, and here's 435 congressmen screaming at each other across the aisle. And I'm watching this. I can't even hear myself think, and they're screaming about some bill. And I'm thinking, here's 435 congressmen looking like eighth graders screaming at each other and not getting anything resolved. And finally, the House Speaker said, okay, that's enough, time out. Everyone stopped and walked off. And I'm thinking, this is like an eighth grade class where the teacher's gone and everyone's just going crazy. And I said, no wonder we don't get anything resolved in our country. And if they do resolve something, then it's inedible. You know, it's like, it's the bailout. I mean, all the money we're spending to AIG and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and now Merrill Lynch. You know, have you
those
seen,
are multinational
are you seeing these
corporations.
CEOs, what these CEOs are getting for when they leave the company, it's just crazy the amount of money these CEOs have run a company down, and then they get $100 million bailout. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, Chuck Norris, you know what's happening. They've created all this false paper, these derivatives that are nothing is backing them, but the U.S. taxpayer, and most of these companies are global corporations. Secretary Paulson's come out and said they want to bail out foreign banks. But this is a black hole that we can't bail out.
It's a black hole, Alex. And, we're going to bail ourselves right into bankruptcy in our country.
Well, Chuck, a lot of people respect you on both sides of the aisle. The American people, I mean, everybody I know loves Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
And for people listening, I know you're a smart guy. And I know you try to hold back and be, an even-headed guy and be restrained. But, I mean, tell us, here in this interview with the 6 minutes we've got left, bottom line, what you think the individuals could do, because we know the foreign interest have seized Washington, both parties. I know you know that they're hiring felons for the military, illegal aliens for the military. They're turning mercenary forces loose that are now not even based in the U.S. They signed a deal earlier this year for NORTHCOM to use Canadian and Mexican troops in the U.S. If you're not aware of that, I can give you the mainstream stories.
Mm-hmm.
Congress has been told they're not involved in that. And I mean, it's like in Germany. You're not against the German military if you're a German until bad people take control of it. And there has to be a point, if they're planning to use the military against the American people, that we say no. So, I mean, are you against, or are you aware that they're felons that they're now hiring for the military?
No, I didn't know that. But, you know, the thing is, what I'm really concerned about is our people in America who work week to week and make a living from paycheck to paycheck. And all of a sudden that becoming, you know, where they can't live from paycheck to paycheck. That's why I'm so in favor of the fair tax concept, Alex, because the thing is there's $13 trillion in offshore accounts.
Yes.
You know, that's where the super rich are hiding their money. And so if we had a fair tax, the super rich could bring their $13 trillion back into our economy and give our economy a huge boost. The 3 million manufacturing jobs that are being outsourced to other countries, they can all come back because they're not going to be taxed to death. You know, we got income tax, employment tax, capital gains, estate, corporate property, social security. We're being taxed to death, Alex.
Well, you're right. We're talking to Chuck Norris, the new book, Black Belt Patriotism. I have to say with this book, it is, I don't want to say eclectic, but it's a great mix of health, patriotism, ways to fix America. It also gets, you know, some into your martial arts history. And before you leave in about 4 minutes, I just want to bring it up now or my listeners will kill me. Just a few words from you about what it was like actually, you know, knowing Bruce Lee and being his best black belt and then starring in films with him. What was that like?
Well, you know, the thing is, Bruce and I became good friends. He was back in New York when I won the world title in 1968. And then, you know, we started working out together in L.A. And then he left for Hong Kong to pursue his movie career. And I didn't hear from him for a couple of years. And then he called me out of the blue and said, Chuck, I've done 2 movies and they're really successful. I want to do a movie now with a fight scene in the Colosseum in Rome. I'd like for you to be my opponent. So kiddingly, I said, well, Bruce, who wins this fight? Why win? I'm the star of this movie. I said, oh, because I held the world title at that time. And I said, oh, I see. You want to beat up the world champion, huh? He says, no. He says, I want to kill the world champion. But, you know, I have to tell you.
Who would have really won? I mean, in a no-holds-barred.
I don't know. You know, I was a professional fighter. But the thing is, Bruce was an incredible martial artist. And, you know, you never want to say you could do something unless you proved it, you know. But I have to tell you, I've done 23 movies and 203 episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger, and I've never gotten one encouraging review in all the years I've done in the entertainment world. Now I write a book, Black Belt Patriotism, and I've got 3 5-star ratings. One woman, Laura Berenger, wrote, not being a huge Chuck Norris fan, I wasn't sure what to expect. Having just finished it, I have to confess that I was quickly drawn in and captivated by the contents of the book and actually pleasantly surprised by its insight, depth, research, genuineness, practicality, and motivating nature. This is not just another political diatribe. It's a cultural manifesto. I have never gotten a review like that in my life, Alex.
Well, you know what's happening, Chuck? A lot of mainline liberals obviously were angry at your political stance on the Second Amendment and things like that, but now they see so much, and the left is disenfranchised with the left, the right is disenfranchised with the right, the people are figuring that out and coming together, and there's a huge awakening happening, and I appreciate your...
Well, I hope so, because, you know, we need to get away from liberalism and conservatism and think about Americanism, Alex.
Well, look at the crisis right now in closing. I mean, Ron Paul was right about everything he said about the time bomb with the economy and the banks.
He sure as heck was.
And I mean, you're supporting Ron Paul now. Do you wish he could, you know, come in and run...
you know, why back Mike Huckabee? Because Mike Huckabee espoused fair tax, which I really believe in. But then when he got out,
you're now, I mean, you were supporting Ron Paul till he got out. You need to call Ron Paul and draft him to try to run third party now in the last month just to inject real issues.
Well, everybody's asking me to run a third party. You know, so who knows what's going to happen, Alex, you know.
Chuck, why don't you run for president in 2012?
Oh, man, they need somebody who's smarter than me. You know, Mike Huckabee or Ron Paul, that's what I'd like to have.
Absolutely. Chuck Norris, I want to say bye to you just for a minute off air here.
Yes.
But give us the website. And people can find this in bookstores everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I got this at the bookstore. But where else can they get it? Give us some of your websites.
They can get it at Amazon.com, and they can get it at the Borders and the Barnes & Noble.
They can also get it at Regnery. That's the publisher.
Yeah, Regnery's our publisher, yeah.
Okay, Black Belt Patriotism, How to Reawaken America. Chuck Norris, thank you so much. Okay.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him arrive.
This is the last segment. I'm going to be streaming live on PrisonPlanet.tv. We already did over an hour with Governor Jesse Ventura earlier. I was talking to Chuck Norris during the break. A little bit of a amount of gone on the web, but we cut it off. Point is, I forgot to add, and he wanted me to add, that 100% of the proceeds that, you know, that he's getting, his 20% or whatever, from the publisher, goes to his Kickstart Foundation for Children. And I know that's a good foundation he has. He's really into having real charities. You heard him attacking charities that don't actually do what they say they're going to do. But, I mean, this is just his book sale, and so this is a pure charity, kind of like Paul Newman and his foods. What a great guy, Paul Newman. What a loss. I haven't even talked about him. I have that in my stack, you know, quotes about him, you know, by him saying, hey, I don't see myself as a philanthropist or some kind of angel. I'm just like a farmer. I believe you need to put back into the soil what you take out. But, Black Belt Patriotism really is a great book. And Chuck Norris is wanting to support the Republicans because he thought they were better than the Democrats. Now he's really waking up, and he's a supporter of Ron Paul, and he told me off-air and on-air that, you know, he's been listening to the show for years. And then, he said we ought to get together sometime. And people like him don't just say that. So we'll see. I think you're seeing the evolution of Chuck Norris. I mean, guys, how exciting is that? Because you guys got to hear the behind the scenes. Pretty exciting, huh? I mean, because what's exciting to me is if I just had Chuck Norris on talking about just Bruce Lee or himself or just talking about a movie, that'd be interesting, but that's not what the show's about. It's about these icons. And Chuck Norris is an icon. I mean, you know, all these movies, TV, you know, all the appearances. I mean, people love Chuck Norris. There's a million positive jokes about Chuck Norris. How do the jokes go? You know, there's so many of them. And to see him becoming a Ron Paul supporter. That's why I'm wearing my Ron Paul shirt today, ladies and gentlemen. You see this? People say, aha, he didn't win. Yes, he did. He was right. He stuck to his guns. He exposed the private Federal Reserve. He did a great job. And so today we gave you Jesse Ventura and Chuck Norris. And people say, oh, celebrities don't matter. Oh, is that why Coca-Cola and Disney will pay millions of dollars for him to work for him? Is that why the government always wants celebrities to pitch their wars or pitch their police state actions or pitch their agenda? No, celebrities do matter. And especially when they write a great book like Black Belt Patriotism, and then getting people like Chuck Norris to be on the show and supporters of the show, people like Jesse Ventura, Willie Nelson, Charlie Sheen, Richard Linkletter. Let me tell you this. Over a year ago, I had Rick Linkletter on this show, a year and a half ago, director, well-known director. And just on the air, I had him on about Scanner Darkly that I'm in and consulted on. My good friend Tommy Pallotta. I need to call Tommy. I'm so busy. He just called me. That. Anyways, I'm thinking here. Point is, as I know Tommy's listening every time I mention him. Anyways, and I had him on, and he just starts going off with, hey, I gave your videos, Terror Storm and Martial Law to Bruce Willis when they were making a movie here together in Austin. And Bruce came back a month later and said, I'm totally woken up. I'm no longer for the Republicans or the Democrats. Now I see both sides of the paradigm. Now I know 9/11 is an inside job. And Michelle Malkin, the same one that said the Marines didn't throw the puppy off the cliff and then I was a liar, and the same one that had her minions try to set me up in Denver and failed there again miserably. She won for a few days and lost. She won the battle, lost the war. That's how it works. The truth will prevail. She came out and said, well, we know somebody that knows him. Didn't give a name. And he says Bruce Willis didn't say that. It's pure bull. Then 6 months later, Vanity Fair. Bruce Willis is on vacation, Turks and Caicos, in a fishing boat, does an interview with Vanity Fair, and says the same people that killed Kennedy are running things down, or basically 9/11, involved with 9/11, and I'm not involved in any of the parties anymore, and they're all evil. I mean, Bruce Willis was like the number one front for the neocons, and he was not a bad guy. And let me tell you, this guy was about number two. So you see what we're doing, folks. We are out there. These are good men. They care. They never had the big picture, just like Ventura didn't. Hey, 2 years ago, we go down to an interview with Jesse Ventura with Kinky Friedman. I walk in there. Ventura already knew who I was. Yeah, I've seen some of your stuff. Yeah. I said, here's Terror Storm. Here's Martial Law. And then that woke him up. And then his son brought him Loose Change Second Edition, and that made him go public. And he went public on this show. And I had him on about his book, and he just says during a break, he says, now let's talk about 9/11. I'm ready to do it. In fact, that behind-the-scenes video, if we shot video in here, is at the end of Truth Rising. That's how the film ends, is Ventura saying, I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to do it. Because his passion for liberty, his passion for truth and freedom, these are good people. Are they perfect? No. So I salute Chuck Norris. I salute Jesse Ventura. I salute people like Bruce Willis, who I know is getting... I'm not going to say anything, but... I love fighting the New World Order. We are taking their superstars and turning them over to the side of light against the dark side. We'll be right back with your phone calls, a ton of news, and a lot more on the one, the only, GCN.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Jesus. You know what's happening? We're turning the trends against the CIA, the New World Order, the anti-Americans.
Someone who
we
cares.
Are turning the tide. We are the hottest thing out there. Praise God. All glory
Jesus.
Goes right to Jesus, baby.
Someone to hear.
It is good.
Someone who's there.
Hey, if you're committed to a fight, 110%. You take action, you're unstoppable.
Oh.
You know how I get up in the morning a lot of times? I'm a tell-love. I'll make you a believer. Let's hear just a little bit of Johnny Cash.
Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares.
The stock market is only down 35.36 points on the Dow Jones Industrial, 25.32 on the NASDAQ. S&P's down 3.83. The Dow stands at 10,815.3. Warren Buffett is to invest $3 billion in General Electric, which it really is a financial institution. That's what most of what they do is. I happen to know that from some local business owners I know. They finance all kinds of stuff. Man, there's a lot going on. At the very end of the show, I'm going to recap some of the things that are happening in the markets right now. I wanted to jam in some phone calls now. Let's go ahead. There's so many here. Who's up first? Bernard in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex Jones? This is one of your supporters here.
I'm fired up, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, man, just really quick, because I know you got your hands full there. Hey, these animals that have been attacking the United States within our Congress need to be stripped away from whatever powers they have now and just incarcerated immediately. This is a big eye-opener in the way that it's never been attacked. We have never been attacked in this form by our people that...
Well, the bankers did attack us in 1929 after they got control in 1913 to bring us under their control. So, but this is much bigger, and you're right. Nothing, I mean, the attack on the stock market Monday was $1,200,000,000.3. That's $1,200,000,000,000, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Just absolutely incredible. And then the terrorism, the market economic terrorism in your face saying, do what we say, give the Treasury unlimited power, let them do whatever they want, or the markets die. And it scared some people. You know, it was down to about 6% supporting the bailout. Now it's about 10% supporting the bailout. But the Senate, which is more controlled by the New World Order, only 100 to buy instead of 400 and something, they are set to probably, well, they said this Monday and lied, though, so you don't know what's true. The media is saying again that it's going to pass tonight at 7 o'clock. We will see if that happens, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, 4 Pacific. We are going to find out this evening.
Correct. Some type of help is good, but nothing so exaggerating as give me the power and all the money in the world so I
but
can
this isn't help exactly. Listen,
land.
I'm against socialism, but if we want to go into debt and devalue the dollar, which in a way is it's already a dead duck, I say if it was for the people, go ahead. But the government will always find some way to corrupt it or steal it. But I mean, if you took $700 billion and doled that out to the American people, that would probably actually save the economy for 3 or 4 years. A lot of economists are saying that. I mean, what's $700 billion divided into, you know, 190 million adults? Hey, guys, do that on a calculator. What is $700 billion divided into 190 million adults? Or let's just say 200 million adults. What is 200 million divided into 700 billion? It's really going to be 5 trillion. So, tell what, do 5 trillion divided into 5 trillion divided into 200 million. And we'll see how much money we're each getting here. So, I mean, folks, this is not a bailout. And the money is the diversion. It's about the unlimited power and the fact that they're given immunity. Anything else you want to add, Bernard? Bernard's gone. Steve in Denver, you're on the air. Something going on with my phone system here? Houston, are you there? Okay, Steve's not there either. Mark in Oregon. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning to you, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Alex, you know, I've been thinking about, you know, the best tool of truth to use at this point in time, given where we're at, relative to the overall conspiratorial plan to destroy us all here. And I came up with one word to extrapolate from into an idea, and that word is...
Keebler Crumb.
No, go ahead. I thought about that first, yes. But that word is publicity. And I thought, out of publicity, what would of all the different vehicles of publicity, such as movies, television, radio, the print media, and given the blackout on truth media in this country anymore, we've lost the fourth estate. So it really, what's replaced that fourth estate of a free press is really a blackout on truth, which really makes it possible for the evildoers to do what they're doing and what
and
they
so
have
done. And so the alternative media is fighting back and growing exponentially, so the mainstream media is now admitting the government's getting ready to shut down the old web and have a highly restricted, taxed, and regulated web. And so we've got to use the Internet now like we've never done to expose the New World Order. Every one of you can't sit on your hands. Now is the time to send emails, write Congress, call into talk shows, start your own blogs, print up local newspapers. There's a lot of business owners. You can grab 5 or 6 a week articles out of the web, and you can then go and you can, publish that in a little newsletter for part of your city. You know, I mean, look, it all has an effect. Anything else you want to answer?
Yes, sir. When it comes to where you could fit into a massive publicity vehicle for the truth, not being about you, but being about the exposure, essentially, as I see it, of what happened on 9/11. Because if the story of 9/11, the true story of it, is exposed to, in general, to the people in the world through a massive publicity vehicle,
sure,
then the whole rest of the house of black cards falls down. Because if that is a lie and the true perpetrators are exposed of 9/11, then everything that they've done falls down with that story.
Listen, I hear you and I appreciate your call, but listen, here's what's happened. You just perfectly exposed the illusion. The majority of the world now knows 9/11 is an inside job in 90% of the polls. There's a few that just show a large minority, but those are cooked polls. I mean, the vast majority of global polls, the majority, not just in Arab countries, but in Asia, you name it, believe that they've been lied to, and that a huge portion of that will say inside job to a telephone poller. And most people, you know, don't want to say something radical over the phone. They're scared. But still, we're getting a majority. By the way, do we have the next guest? John? Oh, okay, I didn't know that. At the very end of the show, I will explain this paradigm. This is so important. I'm going to write a note here. We're going to do it. I haven't had him on about a month and a half, and it's this kind of guy that makes the show possible. And it's also a way to save money. I only pitch things I believe in. You know, I say buy gold when it's $265 an ounce, and, you know, it's been above 1,000 and right up there at like 900 right now in just a few years. You know, it's been about 30% gains a year the last 8 years, and the stock market's been losing the last 8 years. I believe in storable food, and now look, even mainstream media is saying getting it. I believe in organic food more and more. You know, it's one thing to talk the talk, but walk the walk. And I've told the story, but I'll tell it again. About 5 years ago, the sales manager was a Republican at the time, but he was also an environmentalist, and he was really into organic stuff, Michael Trudeau. And he said, I'm using this incredible organic soap directly from the distributor. I want you to have the guy on do an interview. And I said, I don't talk about stuff like that. And he goes, let me just send you a box. And it came, and I ignore soap. I mean, you know, we already had some more expensive, cruddy organic soaps that would still burn me under the arms and stuff, but it was better. And I go, what is this great soap? And like a year later, the year supply runs out. Just a box, but it ran out in a year. My wife goes, I want more of that. So I got more. Marty sent us more. And then I got him as a sponsor, I guess, about 3 years ago. I forget. The point is, because you go directly to him, this was a way to save money in this economy. You stop buying your detergents that eat your clothes. You stop buying the chemicals that are in the shampoos that give you all sorts of respiratory problems and asthma. It's petrochemicals, just like fluoride's a byproduct of petrochemical, and they dump it in the water, or DU's left over from the uranium enrichment, so they use it as weapons. That the globalists are masters. The engineers are masters. Masters. Absolute masters at taking their toxic waste and putting it into products. We haven't had a real soap in 50 years in this country, but 58 years ago, or 57, I don't know, 47, however long ago that was, this gentleman with his father, now his son runs it, with him, Marty Schachter, started the Calbin Pure Soap Company, and it is the best stuff, because you get it directly from him. They never had direct sale to the public till Trudeau thought this up, by the way. It only went to institutions who were smart, big hospitals, five-star hotels. You'd think a five-star hotel have some really expensive soap. No, they were smart. They got the best organic soap, low price. See, the elite's smart, folks. Well, now you can do it. And that's my introduction. Marty, 85% off supermarket prices. for your real soap that's not toxic waste left over from petrochemical production. By the way, he was in the chemical corps in World War II, so he knows all about it. Marty, it's great to have you here.
Pleasure talking to you and your listeners, Alex. I just got it's so wonderful to be able to take care of the health and well-being of your listeners, which we've been doing now for 3 years. It's been wonderful, and I appreciate it, and I will continue doing this to help everyone. I mean, there's no one in the country, no one, that could give you a 1 to 2 year supply of Pure Soap products for around $3 a week, or a 3 to 4 year supply for $2.50 a week, or a 4 to 5 year bulk supply of our Pure Soap products for $2 a week. Nowhere, no how. We do it because we're direct from the factory. We manufacture the goods. We sell it direct to the consumer. We unconditionally guarantee quality of the product to 100% complete satisfaction.
Now, to explain this key here, and you know, you were in the chemical corps and making soap for, since 47, so explain this to people.
Well, I was in 1945. I was drafted in the Army, assigned without my knowledge or know-how to the United States Chemical Division, sent to Japan to monitor all the chemicals in the warehouses there.
But that was the next point I wanted to get to, because I have an old encyclopedia that explains, and I keep meaning to bring it into the TV show, because we also do TV here now, and show people what they admit, how just from oil alone, how they make all these derivatives and chemicals, and before they would have each refinery every month thousands of tons sometimes of toxic waste until they wrote big papers on it in the 40s and 50s, will take over the soap industry and put the toxic waste in there, or they'd have to store that, and that would have been cost prohibitive. I mean, this is such an important point, Marty. We're not joking about what's in soap. Tell them.
Well, the problem was when Nazi Germany was starting to win the war, they were converting all the glycerins from the soaps that they were making into nitroglycerin or armaments, and their chemists came up with a way of taking the waste petroleums and all the chemicals and making a synthetic detergent. They called it synthetic, which means artificial, false, not true. And they, when the country was captured by the United States and England, they discovered the formulas. And Lever Brothers, an English company, got the first break on it, and they made a product called All, A-double-L, All, as a detergent, which cost pennies to make, not dollars to make, and it spread to Procter and Colgate, and the entire chemical industry were taking waste products and sulfates and all the derivative chemicals that had no useful use, dyes, perfumes, chlorides, aloes, glycerins, conditioners, foods, vitamins, botanicals, and antibacterials, paraffins, acids, lanolins, deodorants, all incorporated into the cleaning products, which cost very little to make, and the whole industry took over, and soap became an antique. You couldn't buy it anymore. That's why my father and I, in 1947, 61 years ago, started a very small soap company.
See, I can't even do math. I was saying 57. 61 years ago.
1947 to now is 61 years. We're still here. We're a family company. We're a family partnership.
Now, tell people what's in your soap, real soap.
We make our products from coconut oils, which we import from the Philippines from the copra tree, and vegetables of various kinds blended together to be safe, to do the job, not hurt, harm, pollute, burn. It does the job. We've got tens of thousands of families coast to coast, including Canada, including the Caribbean, including Hong Kong, China, that buys our products, although China has massive big corporations that manufacture detergents. They want pure soap. And we're
well, the families know. Most our drugs are being made in China now. They put melamine plastic in the milk. I mean, this is insane, folks. You've got to get this soap. Now, Marty, I wanted to ask you, before we knew about you, my wife at Whole Foods, and they have some good products, would buy organic soaps and things. They would cost 2-3 times the detergent, and a lot of times they would still burn me and stuff and the children. Why are your soaps so different?
Well, we don't use one of the toxic ingredients, actually only one, which is perfumes. Perfumes are toxic. You can take a drop of pure perfume, put it on a walnut hardwood desk overnight, it'll drill a hole in it, just like a bullet hole. It just burns. Now, it's supposed to be a fragrance. It's supposed to smell like flowers, like the wheat field, like wonderful air. But it does more harm than you. We don't use perfumes. We use natural juices from coconuts, from lemons, from cherries, from honey, from oranges. This is something that doesn't stay on the skin, doesn't stay on the towel, doesn't stay in the air. It gives a little fragrance,
folks,
but it's safe.
Growing up, we're going to hold you over, Marty. Growing up my whole life, and I'm not knocking my parents, they didn't know any better, I would get rashes, my mom would change the Tide to this or that. I'd put the Zest under my arm. Even if I washed it all off, it would make me break out. So many of the young people, and even dermatologists say this now, use organic soaps. They're learning it's burning their faces. Then they get the acne. You need the natural oil coating your face has. Look, there's real soap you can leave on your hind end or under your arms, and it isn't going to burn you. Everybody's done it with these detergents. You leave a little bit of soap under your arm. 3 hours later at work, you're like, man, it's hurting. And you're in there splashing water. We'll give you the number when we come back to get some of this real organic soap.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Sole Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Sole Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Sole Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Sole Smile. Order some today at SoleSmile.com. That's SoleSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
For our great AM and FM affiliates, the network re-airs on the satellite 9 to 1 a.m., the 4-hour transmission. For everybody else listening on AM and FM shortwave, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 4 live, and then re-aired on WWCR from 9 to 1 a.m., 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. You can always listen to the restream that starts right when the show ends. And I had Governor Ventura on with some amazing information. We had Chuck Norris on earlier. That all re-airs on the internet streams at InfoWars.com in T-minus 5.5 minutes. So I want to challenge everybody to tune back into that when the show officially ends, coming up in about 5 minutes. There's also the free podcast of the show now being downloaded by 83,000 people a day. 83,000 people download the podcast. Not the streams. That's now in the millions a week. But the 83,000 and growing exponentially, that's free. And archives are being added right now for free. Marty, in closing, give people a few of the packages and the phone number and give me a limerick.
The number 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or to get a sampler supply for $20 of a 1 to 2 month supply. They can get a 1 year, a 3 year, a 4 year, 5 year supply of soap at an unbelievable cost saving to the consumer. And we do that. Our website is 5starsoap.com. 5 the number or 5 the letter makes no difference. That's 5starsoap.com for your free catalog to talk to me, to talk to my son.
And it's certified California organic. It is. That's one of the highest standards. This is what I use in my household. I believe in it. And that's why we promote Marty and we appreciate his sponsorship. Give them the number, Marty.
1-800-340-7091 or our website, 5starsoap.com.
One more time.
1-800-340-7091.
Or 5starsoap.com. Hey, we did that good together. Like a choir or something. 5starsoap.com. Marty, you know, we're not kidding. The incredible thing in this world is you pay less for something organic and good. It's 85% cheaper. And people still probably don't even believe us, some of them, until they try it. They should call up and get the sampler tote bag. Give the number out for that.
1-800-340-7091.
Marty, give us a limerick.
Well, I heard this last week on the radio from a major San Francisco station owned by Disney, and I immediately wrote it down because I wanted to share with you. It starts like this. There was a young maiden named Myrtle who had an affair with a title. With a swelling in her girdle, and her mother found out that Myrtle's turtle was fertile.
Man, you're something else. Marty, we'll talk to you soon. Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay, I said earlier when I knew I had Marty on that I would talk about the basics. You have the caller saying some massive event to expose 9/11 is an inside job. The world knows in all the polls it's an inside job and it's a lie. That's why the American people don't buy the bailout. They heard the lies about WMDs and all the rest of it. The only illusion that's left is that we're the minority. The only illusion left is that we're by ourselves and the public doesn't agree with us. And there is, you know, 30-40% that are like zombies who repeat whatever they hear on TV and think you're kooky if you say that government might not be trustworthy. Oh, that never happened, you know. I mean, there are some idiots out there, but they're becoming the minority. They're a large minority, close to half, I'd say 40%. But look, 5% won the Revolutionary War. So 9/11 truth is exploding, it's winning, it's breaking paradigms, it's destroying trust in the New World Order, and people are seeing false flag attacks, whether they be economic, like this financial 9/11, or be they a staged terror attack. And I keep meaning tomorrow on the show, I'm going to get into the fact that I think we're at a prime juncture, not just for economic terrorism, but biological terrorism, staged, or they'll claim it's an accident, or terror, or nuclear, or something in the Strait of Hormuz. So we'll be covering that tomorrow live, 11 to 4. God bless you all. Retransmission of one of the best shows I ever did with Chuck Norris and Jesse Ventura coming up right now. One place, InfoWars.com on the screen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.